With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Acknowledging his election defeat, President Trump pledging a smooth transition to the new Biden administration on the 20th of this month.
9 weeks after Election Day and one day after his supporters rampaged the U.S. Capitol building, the president acknowledged that Joe Biden will succeed him. In a written statement that was released after Congress certified Biden's victory, he said there will be an orderly transition later this month, even though he totally disagrees with the outcome of the election. Mr. Trump said, "While this represents the end of the greatest first term in presidential history, it's only the beginning of our fight to make America great again." Greg Clugston, Washington.
And congressional certification of the Biden win came around 3:45 this morning.
Votes for President of the United States are as follows. Joseph R. Biden, Jr. of the state of Delaware has received 306 votes. Donald J. Trump of the state of Florida has received 232 votes.
Vice President Pence presiding over the joint session of Congress. The violence that gripped the Capitol yesterday left one woman dead. She was shot by U.S. Capitol Police. Three other people died as well, suffering medical emergencies. D.C. Police Chief Robert Conte says his officers were called in to assist in quelling the unrest.
Today's events were not representation of peaceful protests. Today, what we witnessed was unlawful, riotous behavior. And people that come to our city engaged in unlawful behavior will be held accountable.
The FBI, among agencies working to track down those responsible for the rioting, widespread vandalism as well. Democrats will control not only the House and the White House, but the Senate as well. Democrats won two Senate runoffs in Georgia. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures up 77 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 75 points. This is SRN News.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good morning, I'm Adam Boardman. There's another chance coming up for those 65 and older to make an appointment for a coronavirus shot. The Florida Department of Health in Duval County says they'll be accepting new appointments online this afternoon at 5. He was filming a music video when a car rolled up and someone started shooting. That's what Jacksonville police say they were told by the man after he walked into a hospital with a bullet wound in his arm. The guy said it happened near Burt Road last night. Those with any information are asked to call Crime Stoppers. That can be done anonymously. Jacksonville police say they've got the guy who attacked an 8-year-old 6 years ago. Henry Williams was arrested yesterday. He was 14 years old in 2015 when he allegedly beat and sexually assaulted the girl. There'll be no ferry service across the St. John's River for a while. Yesterday was the first day of what could be an 8-week-long closure caused by scheduled maintenance and upgrades. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
That's not far.
What are we going to do? Hike?
Sure.
Are we there yet?
Yep. It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org, brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
American conservative activist and writer and leader of Turning Point USA, Charlie Kirk is here every weekday afternoon from noon till 1 p.m. on AM 600 WBOB. Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
On 295, headed south, right at I-10, we have some debris that's across all the lanes. Definitely be aware, and if you know what it is, or if you see anything else, just give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Today we'll see a mix of sunshine and clouds, our high near 70. Tonight, showers early, then partly cloudy overnight, with a low of 51, right now 41 degrees. Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. State Republicans say they will prioritize legislation to shield businesses from COVID-19 liability lawsuits in the upcoming 2021 legislative session. Chaos erupts on Capitol Hill during the Electoral College certification. And early Thursday morning, the U.S. Congress certified the Electoral College vote that gave Joe Biden his presidential victory.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB. By calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed at wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Hey, good morning. 704 Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, taking your calls at 831-0600, 904-831-0600. 800-259-9200. My question to you, some of you have been emailing me blaming President Trump for the riots that happened yesterday and the protesting that took place. I don't know if I'm going to go down that path. I think it was stupid and idiotic that what happened yesterday, and I don't blame Antifa. I'm sure there were probably a couple Antifa people there. This was Trump supporters. I watched the video yesterday, okay? And you can't tell me that all the Antifa people, hundreds out there, were able to go to the local pawn shop or local flea market and get a boatload of Trump signs out there.
In MAGA hats.
And put them on. All right? There's a major, I will admit, there's also a major double standard by the media concerning the protests as of yesterday versus the Black Lives Matter. But this was absolutely uncalled for and ridiculous. I mean, if you're going to blame Trump for what happened, some of you are doing it this morning. And the president's post-election actions will not garner him a second victory in 2024. I guarantee you that. He's done. Okay? But having said that, that's kind of saying, I mean, that's like saying, well, do I blame Barack Obama for the Black Lives Matter shootings that took place in Dallas, Texas a few years back? No. The actions of individuals are the actions of individuals out there. Now, President Trump said, hey, I want you to go raid the Capitol Hill, then it's a different story. But the bottom line is Trump supporters yesterday did things that, again, gives political fodder to the liberal left. Around 2:15 yesterday, the House and Senate debated a move by some Republicans to overturn the election results. Then, from Reuters News, this is what happened.
As scores of supporters of President Trump stormed Capitol Hill in an attempt to force lawmakers to overturn his defeat in the November elections, police fired tear gas and ordered several government buildings to be closed as protesters marched through the halls of Congress. The chaotic scenes came after President Donald Trump addressed thousands of supporters near the White House. The unprecedented security breach forced both the House and the Senate to stop proceedings, temporarily suspending a last-ditch effort by pro-Trump Republicans to throw out the election loss.
In fact, they were counting the Electoral College votes. Chad Pergam from Fox News.
They were individually debating the Arizona slate of electoral votes. So the mob upended American democracy today as they try to count the Electoral College. You have people taking over the House chamber, the Senate chamber, gunshots on Capitol Hill, an utter breakdown of the constitutional process.
Four people died yesterday, and 53 people were arrested. They even found pipe bombs, two of them at the Republican National Committee headquarters. Fox News' Rich Edson.
And what law enforcement officials are telling us that they found at the very least three devices around the Capitol area that appeared to be pipe bombs. There were these black pipes and had wires coming out of them. It's something that the officers investigated. Bomb squads were called in. The New York Times is reporting that there was a pipe bomb that was destroyed at the Republican headquarters. Now, the RNC is just right around the Capitol complex, close to the House office buildings where much of this was ongoing. RNC was evacuated. That device was destroyed.
Here was President Trump after the protests broke out. He's telling protesters to go home and be peaceful.
I know you're pain. I know you're hurt. We had an election that was stolen from us, but you have to go home now. We have to have peace. So go home. We love you. You're very special. I know how you feel. But go home and go home in peace.
President-elect Joe Biden jumped in and told that the mob should be disbanded.
I call on this mob to pull back and allow the work of democracy to go forward. I call on President Trump to go on national television now to fulfill his oath and defend the Constitution and demand an end to this siege.
And yet, the question is, how bad is it going to look on conservatives? Radio host Buck Sexton says that the protest and the lawbreaking by some of the Trump supporters yesterday feeds into the narrative that liberals keep making about Trump supporters.
Also self-defeating. And for those out there, I know there are a lot of Trump supporters who are saying, well, you know, this is what happens when. Let me just say that this is going to be used to our detriment, to the movement's detriment. This is going to be used by all the people who for 4 years have been talking about Trump and Russia and the coup and using the 25th Amendment. They'll say, see, it got right up to the precipice. Now, I know we can also argue about how they're exaggerating or they're making it seem like a bigger deal. Why give them that opening? It was wrong, but it was also a blunder today, and we need to be clear about that.
So how many of y'all going to make excuses for the protests that took place yesterday? 4 people died, 53 people were arrested. Yes, it is. Compared to what happened last summer, it doesn't even come close to what the Black Lives Matter protest happened, but it doesn't matter. It is still a black eye. Trump supporters should be, again, we talk about not breaking the law, supporting our men in blue, and yet, guess what? We don't look any different than the Antifa crowd yesterday. 904-831-0600. How do y'all feel what happened yesterday? Was it warranted? Was it needed? Do you blame President Trump? Do you not blame President Trump? What is your stance on this? 904-831-0600. Let's go to John, who's been waiting patiently. Hey, John, good morning. Thank you for calling.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on. It's great to see 275,000 patriots exude their right to assemble and their right to petition yesterday in Washington, D.C. Our founding fathers are looking down on us and are very proud of those people. Anybody that calls these people criminals, I'm not talking about the people that stormed the few hundred or maybe 1,000 that stormed the Capitol. I'm talking about the 275,000 patriots there. Anybody that calls any of them criminals are criminals themselves. Because for that one day of criminality, Mitch McConnell's wife's sister is in charge of the Chinese Communist Party bank. Eric Swalwell interacting with Chinese Communist Party spies. Those are the criminals in there. And when I saw ununiformed people in the Capitol pointing guns out to unarmed people, patriots around the Capitol, the first thing I thought about was the Chinese student at Tiananmen Square standing up to the tank. Okay? There's going to be a movement. Those 100 or so people that voted for both electorates to be done in Arizona, I'm pretty sure we're going to see a third-party movement in this country, because the mainstream, the neocons, the establishment Republicans have sold out to the Chinese Communist Party as well as the Democrats have.
All right. So we now have to clarify. Okay. I have to revise revision of history. You heard what he just said? Ununiformed people holding out. They were called Secret Service. There's a reason why they're called Secret Service, John.
Maybe plain clothes.
They're plain clothes.
Capitol Police, yeah.
Yes.
Every police agency has plain clothes officers. Yeah. And how did they get in there?
You.
Were the doors unlocked or did they bust the door down?
Yeah.
If someone busts the door down and the door's
275.
Locked. And I saw people barricading,
yeah,
trying to break through the walls. I mean, what are you going to do? Had this been a regular citizen in their home, you'd say, okay, they have the right to stand their ground. Shoot them in the face.
The Chinese Communist. Mitch McConnell, blah, blah, blah. Okay, that does not address the situation that happened yesterday. Okay? Now, to your point, there could probably be a third-party movement. I wouldn't disagree with that. But there's always third-party movements. But I would have pulled out my gun, too. He was a non-uniform. That's anyway.
You don't wear a uniform.
All right, let's go to Mo. Right. Hey, Mo, good morning. Thanks for calling.
Hey, I consider myself a pretty reasonable adult. I'm not an Area 51 person, and I was a huge Trump supporter. I'm appalled by what happened, 100%. It was wrong. I do think he kind of incited it. And I do think there's going to be a third party, and I think that's going to be the death of America, because it's going to split the Republican vote. And I don't think we'll ever see another Republican Party again. My opinion.
All right, Mo. Hey, Mo, by the way, you didn't have to preface about the Area 51. I do that in jest to have a good time. You know that.
Yeah.
All right.
I do believe that the Republican Party is at this point irreparably damaged to some extent. Yeah, it's going to be probably functional to some extent, especially at the state level, but it's going to be tough because a lot of people who are now, you know, kind of in the pecking order, who's going to be the next candidate, carried water for President Trump, who now has a big black eye in the eyes of many. Not everyone, maybe not you, but in some people's eyes.
Interesting.
Anybody who stood with Trump is damaged
goods.
I don't know, man.
We'll see what happens. Let's go to Judy on line three. Hey, Judy, good morning. All right. 904-831-0600. Mark Stein, columnist, makes an accurate point that there is a double standard, by the media when it comes to protests, especially versus what happened yesterday compared to what happened last summer.
And it's always interesting to me that people are surprised when a tactic that's proved effective for one group of people is then suddenly taken up by other people of whom they don't approve. And so I've listened to all this blather for whatever it is, 6 or 7 hours now, where people are saying, starting with the vice president down, oh, this is not who we are. Have you switched on a TV since Memorial Day? This is exactly who we are. Right. So it's okay to burn Wendy's in Atlanta. It's okay to loot Macy's. It's okay to incinerate a precinct house in Minneapolis.
Yeah.
It's okay to set up the Chaz Chop Autonomous Republic. But suddenly you expect the capital of the United States, the United States Congress, to be immune from this. That's completely preposterous.
I agree with him. As you know, we call balls and strikes Team Reality on this morning show. And the bottom line is there is a double standard by the media. We gave a green light, a free pass, to the Black Lives Matter protest. But yet, oh, no, what happened yesterday was treasonous. And by the way, I'm with you on yesterday. What happened yesterday, those people ought to be put in jail. Go put on a work farm. Go get a job. Break it into the United States Capitol yesterday. And then trying to turn around and blame it on Antifa. Now, I admit there probably were some Antifa people there yesterday. And yet, Trump supporters have not shown this nonsense. At least most of them haven't. I don't know about the Proud Boys and QAnon. I don't associate with those guys. But there is a double standard. And I'll be the first one to admit that. But yesterday was absolutely ridiculous. And some people are just, I'm getting some emails. Now, Ed, it was needed. You got to see some of the emails I'm getting this morning, folks.
I've got a friend who said, you know, he didn't have a problem with it.
Wow.
Talking to him on the phone yesterday when it first rolled out. I said, wow.
Let's go to Victor. Hey, Victor, good morning.
Hey, good morning. So for the last 4 years, we see injustice go on constantly against Flynn and Trump and everybody all the time in the media. And you agree with that every morning. And constant injustice only brings violence, man. That's the end of constant injustice.
Really? So does that mean that Black Lives Matter get a green light for what happened to George Floyd last year then?
No, I'm not saying it's all right, but it's going to bring that. And in this case, it's the only way you're going to get somewhere.
Really?
Right.
What did the Trump supporters accomplish yesterday? Oh, he hung up. Well, there we go. So there we got drive. I'm a drive-by talk shows. I make my point, move on to the next issue. That's a drive-by phone call right there. I would have loved to debated Victor. So if you believe this has been 4 years accumulating, then my friends, then you're no different, with all due respect, Victor, you're no different than the supporters of the Black Lives Matter movement last year, who sat back and said, this has been boiling up under Trump for the last several years. Those in the BLM protests have a right to go out and to tear down cities. That's what we just heard a few moments ago. All right, I got to take a quick break. More of your calls coming up next. Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
We're still dealing with that stop-and-go traffic on the Dames Point Bridge headed south. It's from an earlier accident that still has that right lane block, so be aware and add about 7 or 8 extra minutes. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Sunshine and clouds are mixed today. The high near 70. Rain this evening with possible thunderstorms and a low of 51. Right now it's 43 degrees.
I served in the United States military for 20 years and 3 days. When I came home, things were being noticed by my wife.
She's the one that told me to go get help. I literally started crying the first appointment. I have PTSD with anxiety, so I was introduced into the world of the service dog. Canines for Warriors saves shelter dogs and trains them to be service dogs for veterans. 90% of the dogs from Canines are rescues. Days before I had Hannah were pretty rough. I couldn't walk into a store, into a movie theater. And with Hannah, I have that ability to do that. She's by my side 24/7. It's not just one life that they saved. I believe they saved both of our lives. It allows me to be that husband, to be that father. I feel a part of me is coming back that I used to be before I deployed.
Hey, love you. Love
you, Daddy.
Your monthly donation of $22 or more will save lives now. Become a guard dog and support Canines for Warriors. Lines are open now. Call 1-800-959-1059 and visit www.caninesforwarriors.org.
Roger McGuinn is coming to the Thrasher Horn Center. Roger McGuinn, lead singer and founder of The Byrds, one of the most iconic groups in rock and roll history. Don't miss Roger McGuinn, January 16th at the Thrasher Horn Center in Orange Park. For tickets and info, visit thcenter.org. That's thcenter.org.
American Electrical Contracting over on St. Augustine Road is expanding, and they need electricians. They offer top wages along with a benefit plan second to none. Paid holidays, vacation, 401k with match, bonus plan for all employees. A third-year electrician will get about 6 weeks' pay they did not have to work for. That's right, 6 weeks. 3 weeks vacation, 6 paid holidays, 2 weeks pay for bonus. Who does that? American Electrical. That's who. Call 737-7770 or drop by their office on St. Augustine Road.
All right, let's take some more calls. Let's go to JC. Hey, JC, good morning.
I tell you, you know, Mitch McConnell and Eric Swalwell would make Benedict Arnold blush.
How so?
What do you think about that?
Wait, Eric Sliwell?
I don't understand you, Ed. I really don't understand.
Wait, how do you mix Eric Sliwell with Mitch McConnell?
They're both, it's the same thing. They're both paid and bought for by the Chinese Communist Party, our enemy. You know, manufacturing last quarter was at a 2.5-year high. You think in all those jobs, manufacturing are the jobs that people make money on, not waiting tables. You make money that too, but that's not where you make your money. You're making manufacturing. Okay, that's the last of it. When Biden gets in there, he's so after the Chinese Communist Party.
You didn't prove the point. How does Mitch McConnell equal Eric Sliwell? That's what I'm asking.
I just told you the Chinese Communist Party. They're both bought and paid for by them. Okay, it's both sides of the aisle bought and paid for. You know, there's been CIA documentaries talking about how Washington can be bought for only $400 million. You know, and we have about 100 people up there that understand freedom and not money. They're doing it for freedom, not money. And the rest of them are doing it for money, man. You don't understand that? I don't understand. You don't understand the
President,
Democrats.
Let me ask you a question. Hold on. I'm with you. Let me ask you a question. President Trump trades with China. Is he a sellout, too?
He doesn't trade with China anymore.
Yeah, he did. China agreement. It was a trade deal that happened with all the billions of the tariffs and things like that. It's still a trade deal. He said he cut it.
Oh. You're talking about a trade deal with the United States of America that Trump did, not Trump personally, right?
No, Trump, yes, the trade deal, yeah, you're exactly correct. The trade deal that the Trump administration did with China. They still deal with China. Is he a sellout too?
Exactly. Well, you have to. They have the biggest population in the world. But it's only, you know, 1.5 billion people that are hardworking Lao Beijing, just like the deplorables in the United States.
Well, hold on. How is Trump? Hold on. How is Trump not a sellout, but McConnell is then? And I'm no big Mitch McConnell fan at all. So
he did. Trump did trade deals that were good for the American people. Mitch McConnell does trade deals that are good for his wife's sister's Chinese bank.
His wife's sister's Chinese. Here we go. I apologize. I should ask JC. Did he support the law breaking yesterday? That's fine. He was fair. It was a good call. He was fair, and that's fine, but yesterday had nothing to do with Mitch McConnell, okay? And I'm no big McConnell guy either, so. Let's go to Judy. Hey, Judy, good morning. Thank you for calling.
Hey, I do not agree at all that this was necessarily Trump supporters. That I do believe Trump supporters were there and actually got into the White House, but there's video footage of the police not really trying to even put a barricade up and letting people in. I don't know who these people were, but I don't think they were all Trump supporters. I don't think Trump has handled the last week well at all, and it makes me sad because I think he's done some great things, but he did not handle this last week. I feel like he could have done a better job for Georgia, and maybe we would have won the Senate. And I think, you know, he needs to, like, we all need to move forward and let go. And I'm very concerned about our country, but I think it's time to, you know, accept what's going on.
All right. Hey, Judy, by the way, I wouldn't have had all the barricades up yesterday. I guess I would agree with you. Maybe I am agreeing with you. From Trump supporters, I've never seen this happen yesterday. So that's the reason why I probably wouldn't put up that many barricades, just because I thought people would have respect the rule of law.
I agree, but I think there was even some there's even some people that have seen this and people that were there that said that the police, you know, did not, it almost was like the police let these people in, but it wasn't just that they, you know, not after they got inside the building, of course, and then there were people scaling the walls that we saw, but there was also a feeling that the police did not even stop this at all.
You know, Judy, you may have a valid point. I didn't think this was going to happen yesterday. So do I really blame the Capitol Police on that? I mean, that is an interesting take. Interesting take. More of your calls coming up next. Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Starting to see some of that usual slow traffic on JTB headed east, right between Hodges and San Pablo. Add about 3 extra minutes, and if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE, 901-7233.
Sunshine and clouds are mixed today. The high near 70, rain this evening with possible thunderstorms, and a low of 51. Right now it's 43 degrees.
This traffic report is brought to you by J. David Tax Law. When you owe the IRS and can't pay, go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
I can give you a brand new kitchen in days, not weeks, not months. Hi, I'm Jeff Martin from Martin Appliance and Greystone Kitchens with my secret formula for your new kitchen. Quick and easy and economical. 90% of new cabinets today are painted. Modern colors, crisp and clean. 90% of new countertops are granite or quartz. Impeccably stylish, incredibly functional. Our secret? We swap your counters and refinish your cabinets to the color of your choice at a fraction of the cost. None of the hassle. And done in days. Call Greystone Kitchens at 213-9100 for your secret solution. Come see us on Phillips Highway across from Regal Cinema. That's Greystone Kitchens and Martin Appliance. New kitchen, new appliances. And if you want new cabinets, I can do that too. I'm a licensed contractor, for crying out loud. Florida State License, CGC 152-6479.
What you see is what you get. Martin Appliance Family.
Do you know who was voted the Bold City's best plumber? Roland Reisch Plumbing. Here's why. Roland Reisch Plumbing promises great work on time and does it. The good news spreads fast. For all plumbing issues, large or small, you want the Bold City's best. Click Plumber in Jax.com. Your friends and neighbors have used them, and that's why they went to Jacksonville.com to vote Roland Reisch Plumbing Jacksonville's top plumber. 24/7. Roland Reisch Plumbing is standing by, whether it's routine work or a middle-of-the-night emergency. Just call 904-260-7059. If you have a leak, can't wait a week, please call Roland Reisch Plumbing at 904-260-7059. Roland Reisch Plumbing is proud to have been voted Bold City's best plumber. They intend to stay number one. Call 904-260-7059. Call 904-260-7059. Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Welcome back to the Ed Dean Morning Show, the number to call to express your positions, especially on the craziness that went on in Washington yesterday. 904-831-0600. That's 904-831-0600. You can also email Ed and let him know what you think. It's ed@wbob.com, ed@wbob.com, and let your voice be heard this morning.
Yeah, we're going to get to it, man. 904-831-0600. Email address, ed@wbob.com. Don't forget the podcast following the morning show. ed@wbob.com is the email address, but wbob.com, click on the Ed Dean Extra. More coming up next. Talk Radio WBOB.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Acknowledging his election defeat, President Trump pledging an orderly transition to the new incoming Biden administration on the 20th of this month. And congressional certification of the Biden win in the Electoral College came around 3:45 this morning. Vice President Pence, presiding over the joint session of Congress, announcing that Biden had received 306 votes to President Trump's 232 votes in the Electoral College. The violence, chaos that gripped the Capitol yesterday left one woman dead. She was shot by Capitol Police. Three other people died as well. They suffered what are described as medical emergencies, and the FBI now among agencies working to track down those who led the riot. Also widespread vandalism in the U.S. Capitol. Dow futures up 84 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 92. More details at srnnews.com.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good morning. I'm Adam Morgan. Jacksonville police say they've got the guy who attacked an 8-year-old 6 years ago. Henry Williams was arrested yesterday. He was 14 years old in 2015 when he allegedly beat and sexually assaulted the girl. There's another chance coming up for those 65 and older to make an appointment for a coronavirus shot. The Florida Department of Health in Duval County says they'll be accepting new appointments online this afternoon at 5. In total, more than 66,000 COVID-19 cases have been reported in Duval County, including over 750 deaths. Throughout the state, there have been more than 1,400,000 cases, including over 22,000 dead. You don't need insurance, and the shots are free of charge. He was hit by one car, which sent him right into the path of two others. Authorities report this happening yesterday on Blanding Boulevard in Middleburg. The man was apparently crossing the street. He died at the scene. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Tune in every Wednesday afternoon at 5 for Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles.
We're looking at lots more homes coming up, lots more restaurants.
Anita has all the latest news on Northeast Florida hot properties and everything you need to know relating to your most important investment.
The whole idea is to sell your house. We know what the market is.
It's Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles every Wednesday afternoon at 5 on AM 600 and 101.1 FM Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Starting to see some of that usual slow traffic on JTB headed east, right between Hodges and San Pablo. Add about 3 extra minutes, and if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE, 901-7233.
Partly to mostly cloudy today. The high will be about 70. Rain with thunderstorms tonight and a low near 50. Right now it's 44 degrees. Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Chaos erupts on Capitol Hill during the Electoral College certification. Early Thursday morning, the U.S. Congress certified the Electoral College vote that gave Democrat Joe Biden his presidential victory. And Democrats clinched the U.S. Senate as John Ossoff is projected to beat David Perdue in the Georgia runoff.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB. By calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com, AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
All right, coming up on 7:33, Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, all the way with you to 9 a.m. Don't forget the podcast following the morning show. Just go to WBOB.com and click on right where it says the Ed Dean Extra. A lot of phone calls coming in this morning. Let's take some calls. Line one, Elizabeth. Hey, Elizabeth, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Hey.
Good.
Thanks for calling.
So I just wanted to say, mostly as a joke, but, you know, with a threat of seriousness in it, had the storming of the Capitol been a bipartisan effort, not a response to an election, then I think the entire country would be able to get behind that.
What do you mean by bipartisan? How would you know?
Not Republican, not Democrat, just Americans against a government that's not exactly working in their best interest these days.
Wait. But hold on. How would you know who's who to storm the Capitol? That's what I'm getting at.
I'm not sure I'm understanding your question.
Well, I mean, how would you know it's a bipartisan event unless you kind of, you know, hey, we're a bunch of Democrats, we're a bunch of Republicans, we're going to invade the Capitol right now. Is that what you mean?
No, it's, you know, I'm an American and my representatives aren't doing their job. And somehow, some way, they still have a job, even though I would get fired for not doing mine.
Okay, so I see what you're saying. How do you think that under the age of Biden now, do you think we're going to see more bipartisanship coalitions being formed? What do you think?
I think that in order to save face, they will have to cross the aisle.
Interesting. Who do you think would be the most opposing group or most opposing factions or fraction? Do you think they'll come from the Democrat or Republican Party that would oppose bipartisanship?
I don't think it'll be a party issue. I think it'll be an age or tenure issue. People who are very comfortable, who have been there a very long time, will be more hesitant to cross the aisle unless there's a camera in their face watching them do it.
Interesting. All right, Elizabeth. I was just trying to figure out. Storming the Capitol. How do you know if it's partisan or not? By the way, some of you have been emailing me. None of these were Trump supporters yesterday. These were all Antifa. I got news for you, folks. Trump supporters, no Antifa people. Trust me. They've dealt with them. Were there a few Antifa people there? I'm not going to deny that.
I've got friends who were there in Washington, and they are not Antifa. They're Trump supporters.
Yeah. I got a call yesterday from one of the individuals, without mentioning names, goes, yeah, there might have been a couple because they're all were Trump supporters. He goes, I didn't go in and do it. They went ahead and did it.
Mm-hmm.
For
clarification, my friends didn't storm the Capitol. They were there.
But they said they didn't storm the Capitol as well. So,
if you were a Trump believer and you believe the extravagant claims he has made about how this election was stolen, you believe therefore that something truly horrible had happened.
This is Fox senior political analyst Brett Hume says that by Trump's post-election actions, you can kiss him running for a re-election and winning, kiss a goodbye.
Changes the face of our republic. It is utter nonsense, but he believed it. And he got them to believe it, that there's a sea change now in the Republican Party as a result of this. Trump's post-election conduct, I think, has split him off from about half, maybe more than that, of his voting base, which is to say this. His voting base has two elements. One are the hardcore Trump supporters who will do whatever he wants, believe whatever he says, will never desert him, no matter what. The rest of them are everyday Republicans who sort of signed on to Trump because they liked what he was doing. They may not have liked what he said all the time. They may have been put off by his manner, by his vulgarity and the rest of it, but they were with him and they voted for him. I think those people now almost certainly have deserted him. If the election were held tonight, he'd lose by far more than he lost the last time. And I don't think they'll be around for any effort by Trump to be elected again 4 years from now.
There you go. That's Brett Hume. So here's the thing. It was embarrassing yesterday. It was bad what happened. Mm-hmm. And we call balls and strikes on this morning show. The liberal media will give a pass to Black Lives Matter and Antifa last year for burning, looting, and murders and killings that took place. And yet, oh my goodness, what happened yesterday far outdid that. I don't buy into that. What happened yesterday, those people ought to be thrown in the jail. They were Trump supporters out there. I saw all the video. I saw all the pictures. Were there a few Antifa members there? Yeah, I'm sure there probably were. But the bottom line is that many of the Trump crowd, hardcore Trump people, know what Antifa is. But believe me, Black Lives Matter know who the Trump supporters are. Trust me, they know who they are. And if this had been all Antifa, how come then the president didn't come out and say, hey, this was all Antifa? Now, he may come out in the next couple of days for spin.
Mm-hmm.
But if that was the case, how come the president didn't come out and say, well, these were all Antifa people out there? All right? Ed, some of you are emailing me this morning. You support the law breaking yesterday. I know some of you are saying, well, I mean, and I get it. Is it apples and oranges? It may be. They didn't burn down anything, but they broke into a place that is considered reserved. But then again, look what the liberal left did. They took down statues. They burnt an historical church in Washington, D.C. Yes, if you want to put it on the same par, you cannot do that. What Antifa and Black Lives Matter did last year was 30 times worse than what happened yesterday. I don't still disqualify that. No, don't worry about that one. I don't disqualify what happened yesterday. It was still wrong. It was still embarrassing out there. And if you're supposed to support law and order and to talk about how the last 4 years, Trump supporters, and rightfully so, do not go out and break the law. We do not look at chasing men in blue or going after women in blue, excuse me, on top of that.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't. You disqualified, unfortunately, that whole notion yesterday. Well, they only did. I get all of that.
There's a big factor, though, that needs to be considered. Two words. Emotional investment. There are people who honestly believe that the election was stolen. And there are people out there who honestly believe that there may have been things that have gone wrong, but it wouldn't have changed the outcome. And then there are people who believe that the election wasn't stolen at all. This was one of the best elections we've ever had, some of whom actually served in the Trump administration. If you believe the election was stolen, you probably are a lot more prone to think that what happened in Washington, D.C. yesterday, yeah, you don't like it, but you can understand. And that's, I think, the big divide that people have.
Yeah,
right,
but
now.
I mean, but to sit back, and what's embarrassing is that if you supported what happened yesterday, all I'm saying is you're giving political coverage to the liberal left. If you, this is what happens after 4 years of this, and this is what happens after. I get it. But remember, last summer, that's what the liberal left said, that it was all the accumulation by Donald Trump of the last 3 years of his racism out there that took place, and that's the reason why that protests were defended, because people were ticked off. If you don't believe me, listen to some of the media defending the protests last year.
People are worried about the protesters and the looters, and it's just people who are frustrated.
They are frustrated, and they are angry, and they are out there. And they're upset. You shouldn't be taking televisions, but I can't tell people how to react to this.
I'm proud of the protests, and I think it's part of the tradition of New York. The violence is bad, reprehensible, should be condemned, but it is not the overwhelming picture in New York.
Destroying property which can be replaced is not violence.
Too many see the protests as the problem. Please, show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite.
Now, that is the media, that CNN, Chuck Schumer, and the rest of those guys, are they going to give a pass to what happened? Because I certainly won't give a pass to what happened yesterday. But yet they're willing to give the Black Lives Matter crowd a protest. This has been boiling up. Well, then what happens if Trump supporters say the same thing? Are you going to allow them the same excuse? I certainly am not, because if you allow them the same excuse, does that mean that you're allowing the liberal left to have their excuse? And there's no way I'm going to allow the liberal left to get away with certain things. That's the reason why you've got to be 100% consistent. And unfortunately, some of my friends on my aisle are not. We know the left isn't. We know the left certainly is not. All right, 904-831-0600. Always enjoy hearing from you, the audience. Nobody cares about my beliefs. Let's go to Matt. Hey, Matt, good morning.
Hey, good morning. You hit the nail on the head, and I just wanted to say that with these protests last night, it definitely, that was the turning point from the high road Republican Trump supporters to the started to look real, not my president-ish, you know what I mean?
Hmm. When you watched it yesterday, what was going through your mind?
Yesterday, what went through my mind was, I think, was a realization, and the recording earlier kind of talked about it a little bit. I voted. I'm an independent. I like what people do. I don't look at parties. So I'm one of the independents that voted for Trump twice. But yesterday was my realization that I see that Trump doesn't it's almost like he doesn't understand that words have meanings. And what I mean is, you know, go to the Capitol, march to the Capitol, and everyone breaks in and starts running amok. And then he's like, ah, let's just go home. It's like, well, what do you think was going to happen when you have this crowd full of people that, you know, think that the election has been stolen, and you're telling them to go march in and you know, you can't steal the election?
Interesting.
It's just a hotbed, you know? And at that point, I was like, you know what? I voted for the guy because I liked what he did. I liked how he brought back all these jobs to America. He made our economy strong.
Right.
He focused on America. He didn't start any wars. You know, I love that. But now I'm like, good Lord, this man is, you know, what he says is I shouldn't have voted. I'm not going to say I shouldn't have voted for him, but I see what some of my friends that are left-leaning were kind of talking about.
You know, Matt, I like the way you think. I voted for Trump twice. I'm a registered Republican. I'm not leaving the Republican Party. I thought he was great for the economy. Do I blame him yesterday for what happened? I don't see. The problem is if I start blaming Trump, then it gives political coverage to some of my conservative friends that want to blame Barack, that want to blame the Black Lives Matter deaths of Dallas, Texas policemen and the Michael Ferguson and Hands Up, Don't Shoot and the Freddie Gray in Baltimore. Because I know some of my conservative friends want to blame Barack Obama for what some of the protests did. I'm not willing to go down that aisle. People have consequences for what they have done. He didn't say go raid the Capitol Hill, but he said go up there and march. And I think what some of these Trump protesters did was just so embarrassing out there. But then again, they were told there was going to be some sort of shocking evidence. The Kraken hasn't been released. Lynn Wood has been a fraud. And yet, Rudy Giuliani saying let's have trial in combat. I mean, come on, dude. I mean, I just think it was very embarrassing yesterday. What happened?
And the net effect had backfired because many of the senators who were going to protest changed their minds.
That's right. Let's go to Bruce. Hey, Bruce, good morning.
Hey, I also am a two-time Trump voter, and I was embarrassed by yesterday. But I'll tell you one thing is that I've been consistent throughout in condemning this senseless violence. I think what the problem is that none of what's happened in the past excuses what happened yesterday, and I do hold Trump a bit responsible for just stirring the pot so much and not thinking of the country ahead of himself a little bit here. I mean, he can claim that he would be better for the country than Biden, but there comes a time when you have to just, you know, submit to the electoral vote, for one thing. What I think is the problem here is that we've become a country where we are starting to think that the ends justify the means. And we're perfectly willing to excuse all these radicals that are seceding from Seattle, but we're calling that a protest, and we're calling yesterday sedition. To me, it's all sedition, if you want to call it that. It's all protest, if you want to call it that. If you want to call burning stuff and breaking into buildings protest, well, I think yesterday is the logical culmination of the last 4 years of a total destruction of American values.
Bruce, you bring some common sense. It's almost, if I wanted to be facetious, you could almost sit back and go, well, wait a second. I mean, we allowed, what we did was minor compared to what BLM did last year. I mean, there will probably be excuses that will come out. As you point out, it doesn't give them an excuse to break the law. But kind of interesting, as you point out, what we've seen over the last few years. Is this really going to be the new norm of and be allowed?
I'm calling out my liberal friends that have been all on top of the protest over the last couple of years and now suddenly condemned yesterday. I told a bunch of them, I said, you know, you guys need to think long and hard. I mean, I am willing to condemn yesterday, and I'm a Trump supporter, but you're not willing to condemn what's been going on for 4 years.
Right.
And so get consistent or just accept the fact
that
you've
decided
the ends justify the means.
Bruce,
they don't.
You nailed it, brother. You nailed it, man. I appreciate
it. Thank you, sir.
All right. 831-0600. Let's go to Bill. Hey, Bill, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Hey, good. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, well, my topic's not about yesterday, but like the gentleman that just talked about, you know, I'm a two-term voter for Trump also, and I thought yesterday was, you know, pretty bad myself. But the question is, they're saying that the Senate is now a 50-50 split, but two senators are independents. Wouldn't that make that 50, 48, and 2?
No, that's a great question, Bill. But unfortunately, no, because the two independents have and will side with the Democrats. They've already said that.
Yeah, Bernie Sanders, well, and who was the other one?
Yeah, go ahead, Bill.
I forget who she is. I don't remember who her name.
It's okay.
But anyway, even though they caucus with the Democrats, they're still independents. Because if they wanted to caucus with the Republicans, would they now be classified as a Republican Senate?
Well, not if the votes, for example, if the votes go through, and Bill asked a good question, very good question, Bill. But they've already said that they will vote for Chuck Schumer for the majority leader. So if they said that they will caucus with the Democrats, that does give the Democrats the power. Unfortunately, you know. So let's go to Perry. What's up, Perry?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, brother.
You know what we're going to see, and this it was bad. I voted for Trump. What's bad is when you know that they, you know, changed the rules in voting in Georgia and Pennsylvania. Nothing was ever said. I mean, that's proof right there. Nobody wanted to do anything when you affect the Constitution. But I think what we're going to see is Republicans don't know how to fight. They sure don't know how to act when they win. I mean, we walk in, and as soon as it gets tough, they just back out of the way instead of standing up and fighting. It's almost like they want to go along to get along. The Democrats are not going to reach across the aisle. I mean, so we're going to see if they go after everybody like they said they were going to go after. There's not going to be any healing. So.
Yeah. Interesting. Interesting. All right, Perry. I got to take a quick break. More of your calls coming up next. Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Some light traffic on Phillips Highway headed south just before Racetrack Road. Add about 5 extra minutes, and if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Partly to mostly cloudy today. The high will be about 70. Rain with thunderstorms tonight and a low near 50. Right now it's 44 degrees.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 844-55-BIBLE. That's 844-55-BIBLE. 844-55-BIBLE.
The year was 1957, and two of the top movies that year were Around the World in 80 Days and Jailhouse Rock. And 1957 was also the year the Boger family opened their shoe store on Park Street here in Jacksonville. And now Boger Shoes has become your fashion headquarters for New Balance footwear. Boger's has just received a new shipment of New Balance shoes for women and men, with many new colors and styles from which to choose. For 64 years, Boger Shoes has been serving Northeast Florida for all your footwear needs. With your prescription, the 4 board-certified podiatrists on staff at Boger's can custom make your foot orthotics in their on-site lab. And Boger Shoes offers free foot evaluations with a professional staff that have over 80 years of combined shoe fitting experience. Come by Boger Shoes today and see for yourself why Boger's was voted Bold City's best specialty shoe store at 1014 Park Street in Jacksonville. Boger Shoes, the answer for hurting feet, and happy New Year from everyone at Boger Shoes.
Progressive presents The Sounds of the Old World.
The year is 2019, and someone is waiting for a table at a restaurant.
Thompson, party of four. Thompson, party of four. Thompson, party. Oh, there you are.
This has been The Sounds of the Old World.
Brought to you by Progressive, where drivers can still switch and save like it's 2019.
Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
KFC's Colonel Sanders here. We all love sitting down to a home-cooked meal with family, but there's rarely enough hours in the day to do the cooking. So let me do the cooking for you. Well, not me personally, that's just a turn of phrase. Your KFC will do the actual cooking. The point is, let someone else do the home cooking for you. Come to KFC and pick up a $20 fill-up. That's 8 pieces of chicken or 12 tenders and all the fixings to feed your family. Order ahead or use contactless delivery at KFC.com. Limited time only at participating locations. Only prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra. Delivery service and additional fees apply.
All right, let's go to Roger. Hey, Roger, good morning. Thanks for calling.
Good morning, guys. Yesterday was a result of just plain frustration by all the Trump supporters that Trump cannot present any evidence of all this corruption during the election. The courts keep saying, well, you don't need to show us the evidence. You don't have any standing. So I don't know of one instance where the Trump administration has been able to present their evidence to anyone. And the other thing is, don't forget yesterday, the Democrats are devious enough to put some anti-fascist and BLM protesters among all that huge crowd. And then they could have been the ones that actually set it off. We don't know. The FBI has to identify exactly who the instigators were. So let's not assume they were just Republicans.
We're not to assume. Okay, we are to assume that they were probably Antifa, but we're not. Did you? I guess I was following him.
Emotional investment. That's what I'm talking about.
So it was all done by Antifa. Interesting. How did this Antifa sure got a hold of a lot of Antifa people wearing Trump flags around them? Were there a few Antifa people there? I'm sure there were. I won't deny that. But when I saw thousands crossing the fence line when they were told not to, that's a different story. All right. 56 minutes after 7 a.m. Thanks for the call. Talk radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Some light traffic on Phillips Highway headed south just before Racetrack Road. Add about 5 extra minutes, and if you see anything, give us a call, 901-SAFE.
Partly to mostly cloudy today. The high will be about 70. Rain with thunderstorms tonight and a low near 50. Right now it's 44 degrees.
I'm Keith Peters in for Lou Dobbs. Walgreens and $6.5 billion deal to sell wholesale pharmaceutical business. AMC theater chain looking for new financing. And sports betting revenue may hit $2 billion. Those stories next.
You've all probably heard of asbestos and know that it's dangerous. Most mesothelioma diagnoses are thought to be related to asbestos exposure. People who were exposed to asbestos decades ago are being diagnosed to this day with mesothelioma. That's because it can take as many as 30 or even 50 years to develop. But did you also know there is money to pay victims of asbestos exposure from years ago? An estimated $30 billion is available to help compensate victims and their families. If you or a member of your family have been diagnosed with mesothelioma, you may be able to receive some of this money without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Get a free legal review today. Call Sokolov Law at 1-800-910-1950. That number again, 1-800-910-1950. 1-800-910-1950. Call today, 1-800-910-1950.
The Walgreens Boots Alliance plans to sell its wholesale pharmaceutical business to AmerisourceBergen in a cash and stock deal worth about $6.5 billion. In the drug industry, pharmaceutical wholesalers act as middlemen, purchasing drugs from manufacturers and then distributing them to doctors' offices, drugstores, and hospitals. Walgreens says the coronavirus pandemic shaved about $520 million from its operating income in the fourth quarter of 2020. AMC Entertainment is in talks with Apollo Global Management to find a new financial lifeline backed by AMC's assets in Europe, including the Odeon Cinema Group based in the United Kingdom. Sports betting officials are predicting that total betting revenue in 2021 may exceed $2 billion. Please join us for Lou Dobbs tonight at 5, 7, and 10 Eastern on the Fox Business Network. This is the Lou Dobbs Financial Report.
America's Everglades. There's no other place like it in the world. But we need your help to restore and protect it for future generations. So your kids, your grandkids, even your great-grandkids can experience and enjoy this national treasure. To learn more, visit EvergladesFoundation.org. That's EvergladesFoundation.org.
All right, we're going to take all your calls coming up in just a couple of moments at the 8 a.m. hour. Email address at WBOB.com. I got some crazy people this morning that are emailing me that supported the breaching of the Capitol yesterday. I'm dense, Roger. We're the idiots. Okay. That's fine. I've been called worse. 904-831-0600. 904-831-0600. Talk Radio WBOB.
AM 600 WBOB Jacksonville, 101.1 FM W266 CX Fruitco. Talk Radio.